and the award for the best ugly cry in a television series. The best ugly cry. It's a tie between Viola Davis and Courtney Vance.
Threw me under the bus.
You're front running.
You threw me under the bus.
Man. What a tremendous performance.
Performance.
Last week on Scandal. The episode was called The Lawn Chair. And your portrayal as the father of the young man who was slain on the streets of Washington, D.C. Just breathtaking.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
It was great.
It was a beautiful week. We called it, when we finished the episode, we knew it was going to be huge. We called it epic.
Yeah.
Epic episode.
Yeah, it really was.
Now,
and a big hand for the kid laying on the ground for the whole time of the
taping. And it's freezing. You know how cold it is in L.A. It is freezing on that ground. Yeah, you are right to say that. Freezing.
Now, what was the timing on this? Because when you shot that episode, what was going on in the Ferguson?
It had happened. Everything had already happened.
It had happened.
Yeah.
Okay, but the charges.
The Department of Justice investigation and all that was still ongoing when you were filming this?
No, I think that all of that that stuff had happened already.
Right. When exactly did you film it?
It was about 2 weeks ago, two and a half weeks ago.
Wow.
Have you seen the entire episode?
Have I seen the entire episode?
Yeah.
Yes.
So sometimes people don't see what
they Oh, yeah.
You know, that's just amazing. That's amazing how Shonda Rhimes writes a show and you all produce it so quickly. 2 weeks ago, that show was written?
It was filmed
2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Call it 3 weeks ago. Yeah, about 3 weeks ago.
Man.
And how do you have time? Because I'm enjoying you on State of Affairs. You are playing the first gentleman, Alfre Woodard's husband. She, of course, is the president. And your range, obviously, Yale-educated and professionally trained actor, but your range is just so great. And you just are a man who just keeps a job, don't you?
Well, it's a blessing to be working, and I'm juggling a lot. My mother has ALS, and we got a set of twins. But you know, the work keeps you, keeps everything fresh, keeps you the mind working, and so I enjoy a challenge. So this was very challenging, and with this one, it came very quickly because they were. They were a week away from shooting, and when they came to me, so I had to really jump in and make a decision relatively quickly.
Wow! You know what? You know what? You know what? I think I'm gonna start a rumor. I think I'm gonna.
What you gonna do, Tom?
Courtney, I don't know if you want to touch this.
No, I know him. Don't start a rumor. Yeah. Do not start a rumor.
Thank you. Stop.
Start a rumor with Viola, not with me.
Yes.
The jinx is strong with this.
No. The jinx is strong.
Listen to me. Listen.
I'm gonna throw Viola under the bus. Go ahead, do it on Viola.
No.
I love you, Viola. Don't take it personally.
No, somebody's got to replace Harrison.
Oh, okay. So you need a scapegoat. Is that what you need?
So I'm saying, why not have Courtney Vance as a regular on Scandal, and he takes a role with the he puts on the white hat, and he has a role with Olivia Pope's
firm,
huh? What's that?
All right, now. All right.
How was that?
I didn't say it.
You know what?
Tom Joyner said
that's a great idea, but the problem is people he like.
They don't go far.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
He's throwing me under the bus once again.
We call it the Joyner Jinx for
a
reason.
It's the Joyner Jinx, sir. You know? When he likes you, it's not a good thing.
It's not a good thing.
Hey, Courtney, how's your bride? She did a great job. Angela Bassett did a great job directing the Whitney Houston
movie. Oh, she did. She is well. Yes. She is in London right now, finishing up the project, the sequel to Olympus Has Fallen. So she'll be home very, very shortly.
And the twins?
Twins are well. They are hanging.
How old are they now?
They are 9 now.
Wow. Congratulations on all your success. Great job, as always.
Thank you. We're big fans.
And despite the jinx here, we are really big fans.
Oh, see you in church.
Am I on Chandra's show now? Am I regular or not? Does it work like that?
I don't know.
When will I be getting paid, Tom?
Don't take a receipt on
that. Tom, talk to me. Turn that music off.
Third number. and call in and win coming up next at the top of the hour in 4 minutes.